السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We're recording. Okay, the Trinity faith is dividing Allah, which is one, or dividing God, which is one, into three pieces. One is called the God, the Father. The second one called the Son. And the third one is called the Holy Ghost. You're familiar with the Trinity faith? This is called Trinity. Yes, which is basically saying God is divided into three. Those three are God, which is one. They are one, but divided, sliced into three pieces. You see what I'm saying? They say that Jesus is the Son of God. So that's one part of God. And then the Father in heavens, the heavenly God, the Father. So we have the Father and the Son. So far, so good? I'm talking about the Christian faith. I don't know if you heard about it or not. And then the third part is the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the one that, the angel that made Maryam alayhi salam pregnant. That's the Holy Ghost. Okay? Or the angel. Basically, that's what they think. So, but in Islam, Allah cannot be divided. Now, why do we need both names together? Because I can say one car, but I can divide this car into what? Pieces. Into body, yes, doors, steering wheel, engine, wheels, shafts. You know what I'm saying? It's one, but can be divided. So it comes al-ahad, the unit, the indivisible unit cannot be divided. So you cannot partition Allah into any number of components, sort of. You know, the pagan people, they say the powers of God are too many to be in one unit. They say it's too much. To have all these powers in one unit is too much. So they divided them. This is the God of A, of children. This is the God of rain. And they kept coming up with all these gods to partition Allah into several Allahs, or God into several gods. Okay? So, this one, the one of a kind, one car can be divided. So, the name, the unit, the name, the unit, which is Al-Ahad, comes to tell us that it is not dividable, that Allah is not dividable. So, it's important when you understand the names of Allah, you understand them together. Otherwise, it will be cut and paste. Can I have you sit over here? Thank you. It's going to be cut and paste. Okay? So, no, you stay. Okay, you stay in the same. You see what I'm saying? You got it? Okay. Now, prove to you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-wahid, al-ahad. The first thing, Allah has another name called al-wasi'. 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 This main name means the infinity. You know the infinity?
Forever.
Yeah, the infinity. Like, the unlimited, or the infinity. This name will prove that Allah is one. How? Can you have two infinities together?
No.
Can I say, you know how that infinity is, this is the symbol of infinity, you guys know that?
Yeah.
the symbol of infinity, right?
Yeah.
So, if this is the universe, can I have two infinities together? Infinity 1 and infinity 2?
No. Well, this is the multiverse.
Infinity means unlimited. Yeah. No boundaries. And if this is the universe, can we have two infinities together?
No.
Why not?
Because infinity, you already have one forever. One.
Is it possible for two infinities to coexist?
No.
Why not?
Oh, okay.
Wait, it's because, like, I don't know. It's because, like, infinity, you don't know how.
Everything's included, like, so you can't.
If there's two infinities, then one infinity has to stop for the other one to start.
Takbir! Perfect! Woo-hoo. Perfect, that's the perfect answer. For what? For one infinity, if we have two infinities, then one infinity has to stop and the other infinity has to start. That in itself will make both of them not infinity, right? So infinity means that we'll have a boundary. Two infinities will have a boundary between them. See this one? It's boundary. Now, boundary. One infinity stops, the other infinity starts.
Are numbers infinity and beyond or something?
There's no beyond infinite.
No,
or is there?
Yeah, exactly. It's non-stop. So, if you have a boundary, can you have an infinity with a boundary? No. Infinity means no boundaries, right? You got it? Infinity means no limits, right? You agree with me? No limits, right? No boundaries. You got it? So if you have a boundary, it means both of them are not infinities. You got that? You got it? So both of them are what?
Not infinity.
Not infinity. You got it? You got the concept? So now can you tell me, Noor, why we can't have two infinities in the same universe? Yes, so this is going to be what? A boundary where one stops, the other one starts, right? If you have a boundary, then can you have an infinity with a boundary? No. Exactly. Exactly. Infinity can't have a boundary. Infinity can't have boundaries. Right? Because infinity don't have boundaries, okay, then if we have two infinities, then none of them.
Sorry, Bishop, is that the brother Yasser could come today? Can the boys can come?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Twice.
Scooch in, you guys. No. Okay. We were here first.
Maya.
Your
torment. So, if we have two infinities, then none of them can be an infinity. Do you see this statement? If we have two infinities, then none of them can be an infinity. Oh, guys, you can talk after the class.
Can you?
We were talking about the name of Allah. Al-Wasir. The name of Allah, Al-Wasir, sit down here.
Wait, do we have to take notes?
Don't ruin the class. Okay. You need to sit
don't
and listen.
Notes, for the boys, they don't have to take notes, just don't, like...
But you need
talk,
to listen.
Don't sleep. If I find you doing any of that stuff, I'm going to take
notes. Okay? And you can follow what we're talking about. We're talking about the name of Allah, Al-Wasi'. The name of Allah, what?
Wow.
Al-Wasi'. Al-Wasi' means what? The unlimited. Okay? Unlimited means what?
Infinity.
with modern language, unlimited means what? Infinity. This name will prove that Allah is one. This name will prove to you that Allah is what?
One.
How? If we put two infinities in the same space, if we put two infinities in the same universe, if we put what?
Two infinities
in the same universe, then there has to be what? A boundary between them. The first infinity ends at this boundary, and the second infinity starts at this boundary. Now, having a boundary means it's not an infinity. Having a boundary means what? It's not an infinity. Therefore, infinity can't have boundaries. Then, if we have two infinities, then none of them is an infinity. You got it? You can't, logically, you can't have two infinities, logically. Why? Because you have two infinities, it means that one infinity ends, the other infinity starts. It's like Allah, we have two Allahs. We have God one, and we have God two. And between them, there is a partition. God one says to God two, this is our boundary here, my neighbor. This is our boundary. You do whatever you want over there, I do whatever I want over here. Can this be, do you accept that logically?
No.
So that's why you can't, the fact there is a boundary, then there's no infinity. Infinity means no boundaries. Then how can you have two infinities in the same space? You got that concept very well? Okay. So now, this is related to Allah al-Wahid. Because there is only one infinity. Now let's move on. And continue proving that Allah is al-Wahid. Look here. Different creations work together in a system. So you say, different creation, independent creation, creation, work together to produce one product. To produce one product. Two different creations work together to produce one product. Let me give you an example of that. The wind plus the sun plus the sea or ocean equals rain. The wind is a creation of Allah, right? Right? And then the sun is another creation, right? And then the oceans are a third creation, right? They work together to produce rain. Who made them coordinate? Allah. It means that the creator of the wind, the creator of the sun, the creator of the ocean, is the one creator. He made them work together. So that's another evidence that the creator is one. So the creator is one. Okay. Another thing that has to do with Allah is the one, by the way, you came late. Allah al-Ahad, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَد, means the unit. The unit means cannot be divided, cannot be partitioned. Looking where? Salaamu alaykum. Al-Ahad means the unit. The unit cannot be partitioned. Al-Wahid means the one of a kind. But you can say, I have a car, but it's dividable to body and wheels and things like that. But the unit is cannot be divided. This is why we have 99 names of Allah, so that they will, if you have, they work together to describe Allah. You cannot just take one and leave one. Okay, like you see how al-Wasi', which is the limitless, has to do with al-Wahid and al-Ahad. All right? Okay, now, the second thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of this universe, and this universe has two kinds of laws. We actually have two kinds of laws that rule us. What are the two laws that rule us? Any guess? Laws of what and laws of what? We have two kind of laws that rule us.
Nature and mankind.
Okay, laws that we cannot break, and laws we have a choice to break.
Man-made and laws.
How about if I say the first one is the laws of nature? Yeah. Then what's the second one?
Divine laws.
The laws of Islam. Okay. So, Allah is the creator of the laws of nature. By the way, he sometimes breaks the laws of nature just to show that he's in control of the laws of nature. The laws of nature are not in control of them. When Allah breaks the laws of nature, what do we call this?
Miracle.
Perfect. And then laws of Islam. Laws of Islam means do's and don'ts. Do's and don'ts. Do this, don't. Do, don't do. Don't steal, don't lie. Pray, do pay charity. Okay. Do we have the choice to break the laws of nature?
No.
And this is why, remember the story of Ibrahim and the king? Ibrahim alayhi salam, the king brought Ibrahim and he was so arrogant. You know, making himself God on earth, wants people to treat him like God on earth. And he brought Ibrahim and he said, who is your God, Ibrahim? A king. Who is your God, Ibrahim? So Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam said, my God is the one who gives life and death. He says, huh, I can give life and death. He said, how? He said, okay, watch me. Guards, okay, bring that prisoner that we have sentenced to death in the prison. So they brought him. He said, this guy was sentenced to death. He was living in the prison, having no life, dead. Okay, spare him. Guys, bring this rich guy who lives a rich, luxury life. Bring him. So they brought him. Then he said, kill him. They killed him. Then he said to the guy who got out of prison, take over his life and his property. So he said, look, a rich guy I killed, and I took a dead guy, put him in place. So I give life and death. So Ibrahim alayhi salam, you know how kings are usually stupid? So Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, I can imagine him saying to himself, since you're a stupid king, then let me move on to a different example. So he said, okay, fine. Allah brings the sun from east. Bring it from west. The west. Why did he jump into this? Because that's a law of nature. The king can't touch. So the king said, I can't do that. So he kicked the Prophet Ibrahim out of his town. He said, take your Sarah, your wife, and get out of here. And he kicked him out. Okay? So the laws of Islam and the laws of nature. Can you control the way you're aging? Can you stop yourself from aging? Okay. Can there are laws. Do you choose, you know, the way you're being conceived in your mother's womb? There are so many things of the laws of nature that one can break. Now, because the designer of the laws of nature and the laws of Islam is one, what happens? Allah designs them to fit together. They fit together very well. So, these are the laws of nature. Let's say, if these are the laws of nature, the laws of Islam come, look, the laws of Islam come and fits very well, amazingly well. You guys can do the talking later. Look. So these are laws of nature. These are laws of Islam. What happens? What do you see here? They fit perfectly. The laws of nature and laws of Islam, they fit perfectly together, right? Why is that? Because the maker of both laws is what? One, right? If you do two pieces, you will make sure both pieces fit together. Now, if we do obey Allah and the laws of Islam, who are the ones who are getting in and out? If we obey Allah and the laws of Islam, then we will not get in trouble with the laws of nature. Can anybody think about an example? Think about an example. So here, they both laws fit perfectly together. Can you give me an example that if we break the laws of Islam, we get in trouble with the laws of nature?
Drinking alcohol.
Exactly. Can you explain that?
If we don't drink alcohol, because Islam says not to drink alcohol, and if we don't drink alcohol, it's better for our health, which is nature.
Exactly. Can you explain this to students? Explain that more to the students. Go ahead. Go explain it in more details.
The Islam says not to drink alcohol, and that's a law of Islam. And then the law of nature is...
alcohol is going to ruin your body.
Yeah.
Alcohol is going to ruin your body. That's a law of nature. Can you stop that? No. Do you have the choice to stop alcohol from ruining your body and ruining your health? There's no way you can stop that, right? That's a law of what? Nature. So the law of Islam comes and says, don't drink. So they both work together. The law of nature and the laws of Islam both work together. If you drink, your health is going to deteriorate. At the same time, don't drink. So do you see how they fit together? Can you give me a second example how the laws of nature and laws of Islam, if you disobey the laws of Islam, you get in trouble with the laws of nature? Huh? So here we have example. Laws of nature. Says alcohol will harm your body. Will harm your body and life. Alcohol will harm your body, okay? Okay, and laws of Islam. Laws. You got that example? Means don't drink alcohol. Okay, so how they fit together? You drink alcohol, you get in trouble with the laws of nature, right? You ruin yourself. You don't drink alcohol, huh? You get in peace with the laws of nature. And that's a rule. Anytime you break the laws of Islam, you get in trouble with the laws of nature. Another example. Can anybody give me a second example? If you break one of the laws of Islam, you get in trouble with one of the laws of nature? Think about, for example, what happens if we become corrupt? That's a law of Islam. Don't get corrupt, right? What happens if we break this law and become corrupt? What happens? We're going to get in confrontation with the law of nature. What is it?
That always was.
Exactly. If we are corrupt, no justice, no peace. No justice, no peace. So there's a law of nature that says there is no justice, no peace. Do you know that law of nature? No justice, no peace. Do you know that? If there's no justice, there's no peace. There's always war and conflict and problems with no justice. Like the Afro-American, for example, because there was no justice, there was a confrontation and a fight. You understand that? No justice, no peace. So if we break this law, which is the law of no justice, no peace, the laws of Islam, that is, we have to be just. So laws of Islam, it says, we have to be just. We have to be just. So what do you get? So if you break justice, then if you do injustice, then there'll be no peace. I'll give you an example. Before, in the past, the United States of America was more just than today. And it was more fair to other countries on the planet than now. So, really, it was very peaceful. I don't know if you guys have witnessed this or not, but I have witnessed it. I mean, I would go in and out from the airport, minimal search. I can go all the way to the terminal, no problems. It was very peaceful. No problems at all. They don't even check your ID before boarding. You just give them the boarding pass and you just jump into the... Very simple, very easy, very fast. No lines of searching, nothing. What you see today is nothing. Nothing of this had happened. Because of the injustice, because of the global injustice that we caused, you know the global injustice that we caused, now we got attacked. And now we have to suffer through these lines of search. So that we lost our peace. We lost our peace of mind. This is another example. Now, can you think about a third example? No justice, no peace? Okay. Another example.
Okay, another example is like the Egyptian Revolution, how, like, you know, there's been the same leaders for like 40 years, and then there was like a big revolution, and then the leader had to, they like sent him to jail and stuff, and because there was no, and now Egypt is like really, like,
unstable.
Very unstable. And because there was no justice in the president, he didn't do what he was supposed to do. Now Egypt is like...
No peace. That's right. More examples about laws of nature, laws of Islam that you break, get in trouble with laws of nature. No justice, no peace. We got that. Another example. Any examples?
Being kind to your neighbors.
Yeah, being kind to your neighbor. That is exactly. If you're not kind to your neighbors, then there will be hostility in the neighborhood, and this will break peace too, that you will not be peaceful. Any more examples you can think of? If injustice in the distribution of wealth, when you have people that are, when people have too much, when you have people who are, when people have income, this is the income of poor people. And this is the income. And this is the income of rich. If we say this is the income of poor and this is the income of rich, what happens? This is unfair, right? This conflicts with the law of Islam. Because Islam promotes justice. So what happens? Because the rich will waste a lot of resources. Rich will waste lots of resources. Do you know how many pounds of food are thrown away in Las Vegas every day in the open buffets?
Ew.
Do you know that there are 200 tons of food?
Wow.
200 tons, listen to me,
what?
200 tons of food is thrown away every day from Las Vegas, from these open buffets, luxurious open buffets. So what happens here, when people are too rich, then the rich, then they will waste lots of resources. Now, the trash of United States here, the trash of United States here is a feast in one of the third world countries. If you take this food that they throw away and you serve it in the third world countries, they will eat it from the trash. And they wouldn't care it's coming from the trash. Trust me on that. Now you look at, if you touch a piece of a chicken like this, or if somebody else touches the piece of chicken and put it back, you say, ew, you touched it.
Yeah.
Throw it away.
Why?
Now, people do that. Ooh. Now in the third world country, you say, you touched it, you didn't touch it, I don't care. Why? Okay, see, a lot of resources. So what happens is that they waste the resources of, they waste the share of the poor. Here's the problem. Let me give you an example. Do you know United States of America consumes 60% of the world products? So, if this is the world products or world resources, 60%, this is resources on Earth. Do you know that United States of America consumes 60% of the world resources? And now how about population? What is the population of United States compared to the whole world? 2.5%. This is population.
We're not only 200 years old.
By 250 years old.
Who said 200 years old?
No, the U.S., isn't it like 250 years old since the revolution in like 1700?
Yeah, it's only 250 years old.
Okay, you guys jumped into a different point. I'm saying that United States of America is 2.5% of the population of the world and consuming 60% of the world resources. Now, what is the problem here? The problem is, because we have 60% of the world resources, what do? Waste a lot. Oh, I don't like this shirt. Throw it away.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like the shoes. Now, the people over there in the third world, if they have a shirt and the shirt is torn, okay, they darn it. They sew it. They darn it. Okay. If it gets another, huh?
Sew it.
Okay. They sew it. If they have a shoe, they don't throw the shoe away unless it's just have 10 holes in it. Okay? All right. You probably wear the shoe 3-4 times. Oh, I don't like that. Let me get a new one. Okay. This is what happens. And even worse, people who are more rich than us, than this class, middle class, upper class people, they waste things like crazy. They waste a lot of resources. These wasted resources are coming from the share of who? The poor. Now, if there is justice, then what happens? Everybody will have enough. You got it? The poor the rich will not have so much money that they will not waste as much. Okay? And then the poor are going to have more, so they become close. They become close. Go ahead.
By human nature, wouldn't somebody want to be richer then?
When somebody wants to?
Somebody want to be richer again, though?
See, okay. There is fair, being rich fairly, and being rich unfairly. Okay? Being rich fairly, this is what Allah does that makes people rich and poor. Okay? People have same opportunities. Some are rich and some are poor. But when people have different opportunities, this is what I'm talking about. If it's fair, if you and me have the same opportunity, I am poor, you're rich, there's no injustice here. Because we both have access to the same resources and the same opportunities, right? But on the other hand, if you have much less opportunities than I have, you have much less opportunities than I have, and then you become poor. Well, this is unfair. It's unfair. Why it's unfair? Because we both don't have the same resources. I have a whole lot more resources than you do. So obviously I've become more rich than you. The people who live on minimum wage in the United States are more rich than 93% of the world population. Do you know that? Do you know that? Do you know what I'm talking about? Now, why is that? You know? When I was raised in the Middle East, you can't just tear a page out of your notebook. This would be considered wrong.
It's okay, you can keep it.
Listen to me. Do you know that? And you can't just keep losing your pencil. You get a couple of pencils the whole year if you lose them too bad. Okay? And, you know, and they count the number of papers in your notebook. And you better not cut any. And then at the end of the year, they take your notebook and you take the empty pages, you turn them, and use them as study, like scratch paper. Okay? And you don't throw away papers like that.
Where do they do that?
In the Middle East.
Oh, okay.
Because we don't have luxuries. We don't have luxury. So people really, really make sure that they don't lose their stuff.
People don't steal anything.
And kids steal from each other, so people keep an eye on their stuff. Okay? So what I'm trying to say here is that we waste a lot of resources because we have too much. Because the minimum wage person here is better than 93% of the world. So we say like this, 93% of the world. This is 0%. This is 93%. Here, the minimum wages in US is better than 93% of the world. Do you understand that? Do you understand that? Do you understand just by the fact that you open the faucet, you get water, okay, tap water, you're automatically better than 40% of the world population? 40% of the world population don't have tap water? Do you know that just by having electricity outlets, okay, you're better than about 45%, 50% of the world population who don't have access to electricity? Do you understand what I'm coming from? Do you understand the injustice? How the injustice makes life terrible? Because we break the laws of Islam, we end up in trouble with the laws of nature. Right. You know, in the old days, before they invent cars, if you go tell a guy in the old days that people walk for recreation, like walking is a recreation, they will tell you you're out of your mind. Walking is a recreation. To them, walking is a pain because they do walk all the time. So now, nowadays, if you want to walk, you go to the gym. Okay? So that you walk as a luxury.
You drive to the gym and then you walk.
Yeah, exactly. And then.
Yeah, now that I think about it, it's really stupid.
And then we can't park far away. We can't park far away. So we have to keep circling the parking lot until we find a spot that is very near the store. So this is all out of the luxury. This is all a product of the luxury. It's a product of the luxury. So what happens if you abuse the environment? So law of Islam says don't abuse the environment. Law of Islam says don't abuse the environment. There is a lot of talking. Don't abuse the environment. Law of nature says what? What happens if you abuse the environment? You got the ozone problem. Ozone layer. Pollution. Huh, come on.
Sorry.
Pollution.
A double L.
Actually, so we
have. No, it's the layer is called. Oh, layer, sorry.
Okay. So, what happens? So, laws of nature. What happens if you don't obey the laws of nature and abuse the resources? What happens to the ozone layer? Ozone layer, what happens?
It gets old.
And then what happens to us?
We die.
Why is that? Why is that? Why is that, boys on the back?
Because
we abused, exactly, we abused the laws of Islam. We abused the nature, which is against the law of Islam. We get in trouble with the law of nature. The ozone layer will penetrate. Okay.
Shut up. Can you guys be quiet?
Yes, sir, I'm to be
another
guys.
Okay. Another example. Islam says, for example, don't steal. Don't steal or kill. The law of nature says, I don't want to be killed. No one wants to be a victim of killing, of murder. Of murder or theft. Right? No one wants that. All right. So let's say if Islam tells don't kill, it means that Islam is telling others not to kill you. Right? If Islam says don't steal, it means that Islam is telling others don't steal from
you.
So if you obey the laws of Islam, don't kill or steal, it means that you will not be killed and you will not be stolen from.
Stealing from is correct.
Well, I'm sorry, my English teachers.
Oh my God.
Life is so hard.
You got it? You got it? So you obey the laws of Islam, you have safety, which is a law of nature that's nice and everybody likes. You disobey the laws of Islam, you get... look at, for example, driving under the influence of alcohol. Now, here's the problem. Okay, because it's not only that the alcohol is harmful to the body, that's a law of nature. It was also because of drinking and driving. Drinking and driving. And because being alcohol addicted, the problem of alcoholism, like to be addicted to alcohol, look how much destruction that comes out of it. Okay, do you want to be a victim of drinking and driving?
No. Yeah.
Now,
what?
I said shit.
Look here, because alcohol is permitted, then the people who die from drunk driving every year equals to the number of people who died in Vietnam War.
I don't know what that is.
So every year more than 60,000 people die in drink and driving. Okay, 60,000 die from drunk driving. Every year. More than Vietnam War. You got it? You understand? You know, I tried to think in my mind and come up with a solution to this problem, drink and driving. Guess what was the solution that I came up with?
No alcohol.
Get rid of alcohol.
Okay, but people are not going to listen to me.
Drink
so
Kool-Aid.
So I said,
really
why don't we just make a big, huge place for drinking?
Rehab.
Okay?
God, that's a good idea.
Hold on.
No, that's a good idea.
And it's gated. It's gated.
That's a good idea.
What's
a good idea?
That's
just listen
idea.
To me.
That's a horrible, a whole bunch of drunk people in one room.
No!
That's a good idea.
Big, huge. Big, huge land for drinking. And it's gated. Hold on. Now, people can drink inside, but they can't get out.
They can't get out
unless they pass the alcohol test. You got it? So there is gated community or a gated place. And then people, you want to drink, go inside. Drink as much as you want, but you're not getting out.
Yeah. Okay, so, like, that's kind of like saying you're like, wait, never mind. I was going to say that's like saying that you would put a whole bunch of, like, stupid first graders in one room so that until they pass the test. That's, okay, never mind. Yeah,
well,
I was going to say, because, like, can you imagine just a whole bunch of drunk people in one room?
Well, yeah, but
you make yourself among those people by drinking. You see? But people...
But can you imagine...
If you want to throw a party...
I mean, hold just the money in there.
If you
want... Oh, my God. That, I don't know.
Why are you so
mean to
me?
I don't know
today.
If you can deal with that, Donnie.
Do you understand? But do you understand what I'm trying to do here? I'm trying to come up with solutions because of the conflict between the laws of nature and drinking alcohol. Breaking the laws of Islam. Of course, the simple solution is don't drink.
You don't say swag.
But since we can't do that, then we can just have like a area for, you know, let me tell you something. Don't we have, hey, gals, don't we have areas for smoking?
We're in Texas. Go ahead.
Maybe not.
Don't.
Samia, be quiet.
So that we can all go home. Don't we have places?
Yes, Samia.
What?
Be quiet.
You guys don't want to.
Don't Samia, we have places? Don't we have places for smoking?
Wait, is this recording?
Samia, be
yeah.
quiet.
Yeah.
Be quiet.
Don't
you? This is recording.
Tell me, there's a bunch of drunk people.